I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 530, The Sacrifice of Praise. Doesn't that seem to contradict each other? Sacrifice and praise, I mean. In reality, we often are sacrificing and not enjoying it very much, or we're praising because life is rolling right along, thank you very much. But to put the two together, well, I don't know about that. Well, God does. Listen in. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments ever, to love God and to love others. Praise comes when life is in order, right? I mean, when food and drink are in abundance, when relationships are stable and growing, when our health is not failing and money keeps increasing. But can we bring a sacrifice of praise when those things are not so? Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge. The concept of a sacrifice of praise comes straight out of the text in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, where Scripture says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name." On the website gotquestions.org, they wrote, "The term sacrifice and praise might seem to be opposites. We think of sacrifice as offering something of great cost to ourselves. Praise, on the other hand, sounds joyful as it bubbles up from a grateful heart. However, in the spiritual realm, sacrifice and praise are intertwined." Okay, got it. But what's it look like in real life? Well, it could be as simple as the songs we sing on Sunday. A few weeks ago in our congregation, we had a bluegrass and country song set, complete with a mandolin. I loved it. We sang "This Little Light of Mine" and "I'll Fly Away" and "Holy Water" and more. It was jumping. And I heard many people tell me how much they loved it. But guess what? Not everybody did. Some endured it because it's not their style. And that's okay. Because in reality, that's the case every time the family of God comes together. And you know, I kind of like that. If the church is singing a song in a style you don't particularly like, well, give a sacrifice of praise because others love it and they're blessed by it. In any given church service, there ought to be something that's not what we like to remind ourselves that it's not just about us. We're a family. And the family is diverse in taste and style and experience. And in fact, that's wonderful. A sacrifice of praise isn't just about music at church, it's also about life. It's about praising a God who is good even when the test from the doctor isn't. It's about praising a God who is love even when your spouse doesn't love you anymore. It's about praising a God who can be trusted even when your teenage child isn't acting very trustworthy right now. So here's the great question. Think of the hardest thing you're facing right now. What would it look like for you to offer God a sacrifice of praise in the midst of it all? And will you do it? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Ebony Murdoch. Lord, true joy and peace don't originate with us, but they come to us as gifts and fruit from your grace. May we always pour out our hearts to you in prayer and then affirm, "I'm still going to praise you. I have hope. You are faithful to help, and you are my God. Whether I understand everything or not, with an answer or not, I will say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God, I praise you in the good times and the bad. You love me. You are with me in the fire, and that is enough. Thank you. Amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 531. And in the meantime, again from gotquestions.org. The command in Hebrews 13:15 says that this sacrifice of praise is to be offered continually. Our praise of God is not to be based on our opinion of His job performance. Praise can't be treated as a reward that we give God for His obvious blessings. Real praise continues regardless of circumstances. It flows continually from a worshiping heart in good times and bad. The sacrifice of praise comes from a humble heart that's been purified by fire. It rises from a spirit that has chosen to honor God in spite of the pain that life is causing. Whatever's going on in your life today, podcast family, May you find a way to offer to God the sacrifice of praise.